Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate it when things go away in sports, because even if you weren't necessarily all over things that kind of go away, once they're gone, B-Mitch, they're gone. They never come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid that the PGA Tour may be on the verge of losing its entire Hawaii swing, which usually encompassed most of January. This year, they're not playing the Century Champions Tournament because the course fire. Ran out of water. No, not the fire. There was a water dispute on Maui. I think it's on Maui. And the course
Kapalua.
Went brown. Kapalua, yeah. So they're skipping that. They're going to start at the Sony Open, which is in Wailea, which is a more simple course.
Right kinda, the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, I've been by
the,
it.
Round out of
there. Yep. And then I think there's one more there, but... Either way, here's the deal. The new boss of the PGA Tour, this guy Brian Rolopp, mm-hmm. who's coming over from the NFL, says he believes that every good league needs an element of scarcity. And by that, he means he's looking at the PGA Tour schedule that starts first week of January, goes all the way into October and November. This week is their last official event of the year, the McGladrey down there in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at it like, we're playing too many tournaments. We need to shorten the schedule, and we need to get more of the top players in the world playing against each other as many times as we can. And so there is talk of the PGA Tour not starting until after the Super Bowl. Which, for many of you listening right now, will say, well, who cares? Whoopity-doo-dah-day. You and you golfers are just nerds. And I say, fine, but I liked golf in January.
They better not let that tournament go that same week as Super Bowl in Arizona.
Well, that's right.
Because that tournament. The
waste management.
That brings more people than any tournament they have.
Right. That would be interesting, because if they're going to start it afterwards, would you have the same juice for the waste management if it was a week later?
I don't know. Because I think when I've been in Arizona twice when they had the Super Bowl and the waste management. And I saw more people on one day than I've seen in tournaments the whole damn weekend.
It's crazy how many people pack in there. It's crazy how drunk they get. I mean, absolute... Well,
I walked in at 11 o'clock and I saw people already messing
vomiting,
their pants up and everything
passed out. Yeah, it's crazy.
I saw a dude dive into the lake on the right off of the par three, the one that they do.
Right.
So right across.
I remember that, yeah.
Dove into the lake, tried to swim across. But really, if you think about it, when you dive into the lake, how many of the police officers really going to dive in that lake behind you?
Yeah, they'll just wait. They'll wait you
I'll
out.
Wait till you come out. I'm not going to dive in there with you.
At some point, you're going to have to dry off.
But it's like...
It's probably only waist deep anyway, but yeah.
He has to be careful, because Liv is sitting there, and they're just giving money to people, and they're not making anything.
Burning it in a bonfire.
But if you mess around and give people something else to go look for, and then all of a sudden they start getting a little money.
Yeah.
The Saudis, what they going to do? Put more money into it. And they might be able to mess with you, and then you won't be able to get those people back.
Yeah.
So be careful.
The thing about it is, I get it. The NFL is king. And the PGA Tour realized on the back end of the schedule, get out of the shadow of the NFL. Because they used to run the so-called FedEx Cup playoffs in the first couple weeks of September. And they, of course, were lost in the excitement of the start of both NFL and college football. So they said, okay, let's just move everything up. That's why we've got the PGA in May, and the final major of the year is the British in July. And then it all wraps up right before football starts. And I thought that was a perfectly defensible, solid thing to do. I don't know if it's the smartest thing to do in the winter, because even though you may not get tons of attendance out there in you know, Hawaii, on television, us East Coasters, we need those warm green images.
Don't totally.
In the dead of winter. Please, God, don't take this away from us, because once you shrink it, you're probably not going back. Now, the other thing is to think about it. Other leagues have threatened contraction before, threatened, like baseball, either franchise-wise or they're like, we're going to shorten the schedule. No league in my lifetime, Brian, has actually done it.
They are going longer.
Exactly.
Like, and he, if he wants to say the NFL is king, I don't think there's anything about scarcity in the NFL that goes in the same sentence.
No?
The NFL right now is on Mondays, they're on Thursdays, they're on Saturdays, and they're on Sundays. Okay, and if they'll take other days if you give it to them. They're trying to add another game to it, and right. They're trying to go all over the damn world. That's not scarcity. They're trying to give it to more people.
They are expanding it. I would agree with that. The NFL's on so much now that tonight's Thursday night football game, which I need to check the combatants in this game because I'm not even remembering who it is. Who plays tonight? Do we know? I've been hearing the updates. Texans and... Bills and Texans from Houston. Okay. Yeah, funny because... it's funny because the first Thursday football game, the one in August between like Virginia Tech and Coastal Carolina, you're like, oh, salivating for it. Football's back. And you are all into it. You got seven parlays on the game. Now we're in week 12, and it's like,
whatever.
It's no Thursday game. It's week 12 now. Okay.
And this one is on, what's called tonight, right?
Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
The old Prime game on Thursday with Al Michaels. So they're, you're right that they've spread the taffy. They've stretched the taffy, the NFL, very thin within the week. Monday, Thursday, sometimes Saturday, Sunday night as well. Doubleheaders on Monday, tripleheaders on Monday sometimes. The taffy within the week is stretched, but the overall envelope of the NFL season is the shortest envelope of any sports league because it's only 18 weeks at its current iteration.
Yeah.
17 games plus a bye, 18 weeks. Shortest season of all the pro sports. I don't think it'd be terrible for the PGA Tour to shorten their schedule. But then again, it's like you're not supposed to get big numbers. You're never going to get big numbers. So who cares?
See, the NFL is short for the games.
But
then they are killing you.
That's right. The draft,
soon as they
free
come
agency,
back, when they start to draft, the OTAs,
yeah,
that starts taking attention from everybody. They come with the draft.
Yep.
Free agency first, then the draft. Then they start doing mini camps and training camps. Yes. So in other words, the NFL has not become scarce. The NFL is there year round.
Right.
And when you start looking at the top programs watched, probably 90 of them are NFL games.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
The draft, which no one looks at. No one claims they look at it.
What do
Pro
you mean?
Bowl, nobody claims. No, the Pro Bowl, they don't claim they look at that.
Who's claiming they don't?
There's people out there, oh, who's going to watch that? And the Pro Bowl beats most of the other league's championship.
It used to. It's dead now.
But they don't have a game.
Yeah, it's
crap. But I'm saying, they still...
They have organized crap.
But they can go out there and give you anything else and you will beat whatever they do.
See, this is why, this is how I started the hour, and I'm like, I wish we had the Pro Bowl still. I wish we had the two.
I wish we did.
Yeah, you were in it once or twice. How many times did you play in it? Once. Okay.
I'd rather be in the Pro Bowl back then. I told PA people and NFL, y'all screwed that up. You give me Honolulu to go play a game. I'm there for a week to 10 days.
Yeah.
Or to Orlando. I am going to, I get voted into the Pro Bowl, I get my bonus. So I'm not going to Orlando.
Right.
I go to Orlando any weekend.
Right. Well, the
Honolulu, that's a special one.
Yeah. The other problem was then players started to just opt out of the Pro Bowl. They would play in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am instead, mm-hmm. or claim some injury, like, oh, my fingernail hurts. And so you'd have, like, the fifth best quarterback in the conference making the Pro Bowl. Gus Frerotte once famously was a Pro Bowler. That's a bar bet winner for you right there. Hey, was Gus Frerotte a Pro Bowler? Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. He played.
Fifth alternate, something like that. But the game, at least, the Pro Bowl was... It resembled a game. It was like an 80% affair. How hard do you think the guys were going with the year you played? What year were you in the Pro Bowl?
I went there in 96.
Okay, and how hard were they playing?
How hard?
80% hard?
It's less than that.
70%.
Because I had Emmitt Smith and Jerry Rice as some of my guys on the punt coverage, punt return team.
Jeez.
So
they did punts.
Basically, I told them, I was like, no, on a punt return.
Oh.
And yeah. I'm like, look, bro, if this thing not low, I'm fair catching it. Because they wasn't going to block. And like, they told me, hey, B, man, you may as well just fair catch this thing, bro.
That's so funny.
But, I'm out there going all out because that's the way I played it. I'm a Sean Taylor. If I'm on the field, I'm going full speed.
And that's great. And I respected guys who did that because, you know, you're risking your body.
Yeah.
And a torn ACL could happen walking down the stairs, you told me once. So, you know.
Yeah.
And the field sucked out there. It was the old, tight, hard AstroTurf
stadium. Hawaii.
I know. Hawaii is glorious.
Listen.
And it looked like a game. Now, there's tons of rules. Like, can't blitz, but it was a game. It was a game where guys tried enough at 70%, and guys were tackled to the ground, and there was a score that was kind of absurd, but it wasn't totally absurd. It was like 53-45. Mm-hmm. It was a game. And then it just got loose, and it fell apart, and now it's gone.
Yeah.
Now we've got the Pro Bowl grabassery, which I am not into. Flag football, I'm not into.
Beach volleyball, which a guy was the player?
Edwards. That, Edwards for the Patriots.
Blew his knee out.
Blew out all three ligaments in his knee. Playing beach volleyball. I think it was a beach flag.
I thought it was a volleyball thing.
Either way, it was beach, and the three ligaments went snap, crackle, pop.
There you go.
But so that's gone. So I don't want the tour to lose its January schedule because I, as an East Coaster, wanting to think about golf and the season coming up, enjoyed it on TV. And once they're gone, they go away. Now, that said, here's the key question. I want to take some calls on this. What is your effective sports season calendar now? Because I have realized I have pretty much separated out my year as follows. September through February is football season with baseball overlapped.
Yeah.
October overlapped.
Yeah.
I'm all into the baseball playoffs. That's when I watch it. College basketball for me starts in mid-February and runs through the end of March. The NBA starts basically at the playoffs, but I'm all into the playoffs. So my NBA season goes from like April 15th to June 15th. And then summer is just catch what you want to catch in terms of little baseball, little golf, maybe some racing, whatever.
Yeah.
That's my schedule. I could be watching the NBA right now. I don't.
No.
I'd rather think about it and watch
some local
NFL
stuff.
Okay.
And if I see a game of like some powerhouses playing against each other, like whenever I see the Thunder playing, I want to check them out.
Okay.
I love the Warriors. And if I see those two playing, I'm definitely watching that.
Okay.
But for the most part, I catch the NBA later.
So here's the question. 800-636-1067. What is your effective sports schedule now? And also, what do you think of the tour maybe shrinking back outside of the Super Bowl window? And then what would be the ideal schedule? Let's say you could play sports God and just say, look, here's when we're going to play this sport. Here's when we're going to play that sport. I think the NBA could stand to start on Christmas Day.
Football year round. Listen, I can tell you this, though.
They tried that with the XFL. They're trying that with the XFL. It's still live, right?
You love golf like I do.
Yes.
But the people working golf tournaments, they don't really like that waste management tournament. They love the amount of money and the people they get, but the actual people that work it,
oh yeah,
they're like, this is not golf.
Well,
Yeah. I showed up and I heard, I'm like, what the hell is that? It's a club on hole 14. I walked in about hole 18 or whatever, coming in, and you can hear the club across the course.
So that's what Live Tour is doing now, the boombox and shorts tours.
So I check in and they give me a wristband and they give me my little lanyard.
Free drinks?
The lanyard is 20 little spots. And I said, what's these spots? You get 20 free drinks.
20?
Really?
20.
Yeah. And you and per I person. Remember going to when that hole is the hole 7 or 16, the part 3.
The part three is 16. Yeah.
I remember I went there and it was two levels. The last time I was there, that thing's about six levels.
I've seen the photos through the years. They've built that hole up. And I did go to the 16th hole and I was underwhelmed by it.
$100 bill gets you more than the 20 drinks.
Wow, that's way too much drinking.
Because you tip, they don't see you more.
What I didn't like about
you're there all day, Zay.
I know. What I didn't like about the 16th hole was that because everyone was drinking and it was so loud, it was a constant buzz. They never got quiet for the shots. And it's not that I'm a snob or a purist, but there's no drama if nobody's paying attention.
Unless they're paying attention, they just loud.
Well, when I was there, they really weren't paying attention because there weren't any sexy players that came through. So the leaders that day were not that impressive.
My last time there, I was with Michael Phelps.
Okay, well,
and
there you go.
And we really looked at the golf and enjoyed it, but we enjoyed ourselves.
So what is your effective viewing schedule for the sports, the cornucopia of sports that is available in America?
I watch.
When do you start watching a league or a thing?
Baseball
and then when do you start?
Is when the playoffs come.
Okay.
Regular season. I go to some NAS games or whatever.
Sure.
Baseball that's too many games to try to watch everything.
Agreed.
And the people that watch everyone, I don't know what kind of life they have. They have no life. Basketball, when it get closer to the playoffs, I'll watch it. Unless leading up to it? Yeah, unless I see some powerhouses playing each other.
Sure.
Football, I'm trying to watch everything that involves football. Golf, any weekend I'm at home on a Saturday or a Sunday, I'm checking out golf.
How about hockey?
Hockey, I get into hockey anytime I see the Caps playing. I don't really watch other teams.
Okay.
Now, when the playoffs come around, I'll check out the other teams. Because I'd much rather watch a hockey game than most sports because I like the physicality.
Sure.
I like the craziness.
Oh, it's good. Remember the year after the pandemic, 2021, and the NBA started late, and so therefore the finals were in July.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I love that schedule. That would be
great. Because we needed something.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if the NBA started on Christmas Day,
people like LeBron think that the NBA, like he made the comment last year, NFL, Christmas is our day. And the one NFL game had more people viewing it than all of the NBA games put together.
Oh, I know. The NFL has.
NFL takes what they want.
The NFL has moved in like the mob and said, hey, Adam Silver, nice thing you got going there on Christmas Day. It sure would would be a shame if we started to occupy it ourselves. But no, if the NBA started on Christmas Day and then the finals were in July, that knocks out one of the two dog months of giving us something really good and fun to watch. And as a benefit for the NBA teams that are in the northern part of the country, like Milwaukee, because I was there when the Bucks won it in 21, the watch parties outside of big arenas have become a thing in American sports that I think is an awesome new development. We remember the Sea of Red right here for the Caps when they won the Stanley Cup. Yeah. It was such a great community thing to come together, but it's really only doable if it's warm, if it's summertime. So because it was June for the Caps, it worked out. And I know that most NBA cities, when they get to the finals, it's warm enough, even up in Toronto. But just move it back a month. Then we'd be good to go.
Yeah.
Baseball should be shorter. Baseball should go back to 154, have a few more off days mixed in there. The records nerds don't like it because the record book is like their holy Bible. And, oh, how are we going to account for the records if we shorten the season to 154? And I'm like, you didn't let black people play until the 50s. Don't start talking about the record book to me.
You're right.
Like, you know, it's like the record book will change like it always does.
It always changes.
All right, so what's your schedule and what would be the ideal sports schedule? 800-636-1067. We'll take some calls on the other side. B. Mitch and Finley Zabin filling in for JP today.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerted if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Root systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Root's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Also, you don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.